When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
BT and Sal back on the fan, 888-808-1019. Continuing with your Jets calls, we'll work some baseball into the conversation coming up at 11 o'clock. How about the catch from Garrett Wilson, BT? Everybody making a big deal about it. The Jumpman logo, the Odell comparisons. It was a great catch from Garrett Wilson. Me personally, while it was a great play, like, I don't get caught up in that. I get caught up in more the overall numbers, how the team plays, the wins, losses. But it was a terrific athletic play from Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, and what really I thought made it an extra amazing, listen, there's catches where, you know, you can manipulate your feet, which are a little, certainly more pliable than your shin, or other body parts that you can kind of twist and contort to either get them down or roll a hip in, whatever it might be. The shin is 100% inflexible. So he had his spatial awareness, which is what he showed his first 2 years, and it was one of his special qualities, was absolutely off the charts on that play. And even the first touchdown with the one hand was great. So, you know, you get this, oh, whose catch was better, last night or OBJ. I do it this way, and there's no right or wrong, but this is just my quick impression. OBJ, more iconic. It's against Dallas. It just means, it's just whatever. In terms of degree of difficulty, I thought last night's play was more difficult than Odell's. As crazy as that seems, that's the way I saw it.
Odell made a career basically out of that one play. That one catch overrated him his entire career. I'm not saying he wasn't good at moments.
Yeah, yeah.
He was okay.
A couple of his early moments were phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, you know, some of his yardage totals and receptions, I actually think it hurt him. Because if it would have come a little later, I remember going to a game and even watching pregame where he became, now maybe he was doing this before he made the catch.
Oh,
I'm not
God,
sure.
He was doing in the pregames.
The one-handed
come on,
grabs.
Dude, with his shirt off or shirt up or whatever. Like, come on, bro.
I think it added a chapter of Hollywood or showmanship. And I know he was always flamboyant and, you know, he had some. Right. Great. And that's what made him special and interesting. I think that ratcheted up a level and I don't think it helped him.
But since when do we, like,
I don't care about that stuff, the one-handed grabs. Like, I really don't.
Well, that's my point. But yet, I remember watching highlights of, they'll do a game that, oh, look at this catch. He was out of bounds, but it was a great catch. I'm like, the play didn't count. Or he almost had it. Well, yeah, that's great. Or he did it in warm-ups. It doesn't matter. Or Judge hit a bomb in batting practice. And Judge is a bad example because he's hit plenty of bombs. But, oh, did you see that? He hit one 490 feet in batting practice. Yeah, that's great. I'd rather care about any of the 62 that he hit in the regular season. Like, since when did we become such a society, a sports society, that gets caught up in a singular great play? Like, you could acknowledge it and say that was a great catch and a great play, but what's all the fuss about? Okay.
Social media, and that's what sucks. I mean, it's always about, even, I'll give you another example, Steph Curry. Steph Curry, I don't know, I'm sure he still does this, and it doesn't bother me, but it's I don't think it's, I don't want to say it's bad for the kids. I don't want to make it seem more than it is. But you see Steph Curry before games, particularly when they're at the Chase Center in San Francisco, where he shoots threes from the tunnel. You ever see that on social media?
Yes, okay. Of course.
and, you know, some of his pregame routine, and you see other NBA players, you know, half-court threes, which now you see in the All-Star game, and what happens when an 8-year-old kid goes into the gym instead of trying to make a layup, which is what we were taught, not that we were anything special with basketball, but they just try to emulate their heroes, which I get, because I tried to do the same thing, so did you in the street with, you know, your Mets and me with my Yankees, but it's not about fundamentals, it's about look at me and look at what I can do, and nobody else can do this, and I think the quicker people learn that and just say, hey, it's either it's there if you want it, which I don't, and it's there to ignore it, which I choose to do.
What do you think got more hype on or more play, whether it's social media or just the media in general?
Uh-huh.
The Garrett Wilson catch or the actual Jet win?
Oh, the catch.
Yeah.
The catch.
The catch! Oh, like, it was a great catch, sure, but that's what we care about now? Just the great catch?
Well, not we. I didn't start the show with catch. I started the show with a path for the Jets to get to the playoffs here, maybe, if they mess around, they get hot.
Understood. I'm talking about a sports society.
It is what it is.
And it's not, man, people hear this, and I'm sure the WFAN digital already, ooh, Sal hates the catch, and Garrett Wilson. No, it was a great catch.
Get on it, Izzo.
Yeah, it was a great catch, but ultimately, okay, well, like, he's doing his job.
Again, that was a sick catch,
It was a great catch.
It may have been one of the it was one of the best catches I've ever seen. I'm not going to rank them now, whatever. Yeah. But I mean, from a Jets perspective, it's I can't remember one better. Yeah.
It was a great catch.
It was an amazing catch. And without it, they don't win. But for me, the win's more important.
Well,
that's it.
I mean, I would
think about this now. If you're not, how much of the influence on the social media digital imprint is being hijacked by people who aren't Jet fans and who are just reacting to it? Like, think about this. If Nico Collins was healthy and he made that catch, and I'm not a Jet fan, and they're not playing the Texans, and they're the Texans versus the Jaguars on Thursday Night Football, not that I wouldn't even jump into, because I don't care enough to do it, but if I jumped into something, it wouldn't be about the Texans win, it would be about maybe this crazy catch.
Understood. And again, it was a great catch, sure, but like, we've seen, was the greatest catch ever? Oh, yeah, it was the greatest catch in the history of the sport. Like, we've seen great plays before. We've seen great catches before. It's nice to see Garrett Wilson starting to reach his potential.
It's nice. That's what I take away.
Yeah. I mean, that should be the big thing.
He's right. He's reminded us why there were some special traits early coming out of Ohio State. With no quarterbacks throwing him the ball.
You know why it should be more important? Because him being a good or great receiver moving forward is something that's sustainable. Making catches like that generally are one-offs. Like, you're not going to make... I know he had two one-handed catches.
Yeah, he did.
But the one that he made that everybody's making a big deal about, like... That's probably not going to happen again, which in part is why you appreciate the greatness of it, but also, like, a scrub receiver could have made that play, and it would, oh my God, look at this great catch, instead of, hey, this is a great receiver who made a great play. He's got to now continue this throughout the course of his career. Jared is calling from Ridgefield. What's up, Jared? Hey, Jared.
Nope.
Hey, Jared.
Oh.
Oh, hi. This is Dave from Edison, New Jersey.
Yes, what's up, Dave?
Okay, yeah, so I just wanted to say, I know you kind of stole my thunder, but I think the Jets, first of all, they allowed 5.2 yards a rush last night, and the Texans didn't have their two top receivers. And also, two of the three wins came on a short week at home, where they had to travel on a short week.
So you're not feeling it, Dave. I got you. You're not feeling it.
Yeah.
I got you. Are you a Jets fan or no?
No, actually, I'm a Cowboys fan, and I think they beat the Falcons.
Yeah, who cares?
Based on what? Wait. Based on what? Now you touch the nerve with me. Based on what?
Go get him.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems is the offensive line hasn't given Dak time to throw. The Falcons only have 6 sacks on the season.
Yeah. Okay. But, here's what I'll say, Dave. Good luck with that game, and thanks for the call. We're not getting into a Falcons-Cowboys thing, but again, just minimizing. There's a Cowboy fan that's worried about the Jets and Jet fans, the way that they're reacting and what's going on in New York football. The Cowboys suck, okay? And even when they're good, they still suck. Get that through your Cowboy head. All you Cowboys fans. The Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys. They're going to fire their coach. Their owner's on his last run as an owner.
Nah, take it easy. Go on.
Yeah, I was. You know what I'm saying? I did solve
you
it
did,
there.
You did. I don't
have to say it. You know.
Anyway, he's not young.
And I like Jerry.
Yep.
I root for the Cowboys more often than not, like over the years, because I believed in them.
Yeah.
The quarterback can't make a big throw to save his life in the postseason. They get beat. Every time they have a good regular season, they get beat badly in the postseason.
This year,
they're not even having a good regular season. Mm-hmm. There's infighting there with guys. Like,
what are they, 4-4? Top of my head, does that sound right?
Mess.
I think they're 4-4, right?
They were a mess. And I was one of the last people to still believe in Dallas. You were saying they were no good going to that Giant game. I thought they were still good.
Paper champions. They just are. They have a good receiver. You know, Parsons is great. Dak is interesting. Now blindly
they're going to beat the Falcons. Okay, and look, maybe they do. Falcons aren't a great team, but good luck with that one.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, you know, bring it back to the Jets win here.
3-4, Dallas.
Oh, 3-4. Okay, thank you. You guys can process this however you want. I'm not telling you what to think. I'm telling you what I think. And what I think and what I see is, you know, for the first time, at least for the second half, a team that I would see a lot more frequently earlier in the season. For whatever reason, that style of play and that success was proved to be too evasive for the Jets. But they got a win. The AFC's fairly muddled. They've got a lot of games coming up that they should, quote-unquote, win. They'll be favored by Vegas. And that's it. And that's where we are. Piece it together. Stretch it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.